Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the amazing Fountain City Radio in Columbus, Georgia, in the Valley and surrounding areas. News, thought, talk, speculation, and features with local talented artists and entertainers. Listen in or speak out. The choice is always yours, but tune in and get turned on because good stuff is always coming at you on Fountain City Radio. Sponsored by Kingstown Family Foundation, Fountain City Radio is designed with you and yours in mind.
Welcome, Columbus, Phoenix City, Fort Benning, and surrounding areas. Thank you for listening as we share information and good practices that we've gathered from associates, family, and friends. And thank you to our producer, Shireen Renee. We also want to thank our sponsors, Kingstown Family Foundation of Columbus and the Empowerment Leadership Academy of California. I appreciate each and every one of you for joining us at our new time, 8:30 p.m. And tonight we have a special guest, Ms. Patricia Allen, whose topic is online business, the new norm for making the money. So let me tell you a little bit about Patricia, and then we will formally invite her on so she can share all of this wonderful information. Patricia is actually a native of Columbus, Georgia. She's single and a proud grandmother of two granddaughters. Patricia Allen actually retired from the federal government as a program analyst, and she worked with fiscal data, budgeting, office staff, and contractors locally and globally. Ms. Allen gained many skills, which has helped her develop her world outside of the government. She has worked as a network marketer for a cumulative of 20 years. As an extra income stream, she has worked for several multi-level marketing companies, such as Mary Kay and Herbalife, and has also worked as a life health insurance agent for 14 years. Patricia is here, like I said, to share best practices. She is not here as a financial advisor, but I encourage you to take note because Columbus, Fort Benning, and Phoenix City, you are in for a treat. And if you want to join the conversation, just call 563-999-3722. That's 563-999-3722. And press the number 1, and you will be in the conversation. With that said, I'm going to turn it over to Ms. Allen and say thank you so much, Patricia, for taking time out of your evening to be with us on Financial Notes with Cindy G. Welcome.
Oh, thank you so much, Cindy. I appreciate this opportunity to come before people and give them some insights as to how online business, the new norm, you can make money. You know, the global crisis of 2020, how horrific it is it just keeps going on, has forced people to find other means of themselves and their family. They now have to earn income from home, am I right? So the Internet is booming with home-based income opportunities. It is not the typical 9-to-5 brick-and-mortar jobs, which was the norm 9 months ago. It is now working on your desktop, your laptop, your laps, on your tablets, and, of course, the cell phone. The cell phone is an office in itself. You wake up in the morning, turn on your phone, you start to work. You don't need to get to your computer. You don't need to get to your laptop. You have it right there with you on your cell phone. So how does one work from home and sustain income to support one's family and self? I have a few things I could offer in that regard. One should decide what skills they have and match the skills to the opportunities they find. In many cases, you don't need any skills. Give you an example. Are there opportunities out there that match your hobbies that you currently have? For example, do you watch TV? Most of us would say yes to that. Am I right? There's an opportunity that pays you commission for subscribing subscribers that you enroll to streaming TV. Why, this is a new norm, wouldn't you say, today? Yes. Are you health conscious? Are you health conscious? There are opportunities out there that pays commission on incomes to market nutritional products. Right now, we all need to keep our health up. They said your immune system is key to averting the COVID-19. And I agree with that. Keeping your immune system up, you will not sustain, get to these illnesses that they have. Let me ask you another question. Do you shop online? The big store, Amazon. Amazon has an affiliate program that pays you a commission to help them sell their products.
Yeah.
You can sell Amazon products yourself. They give you the rights to do that. Now, I want to mention this, too. Not all opportunities that you find out there are legal. So you got to beware of scams and beware of people preying on those who are genuinely seeking income opportunities. You must research these companies. Ask questions to the presenter who is presenting the opportunity. And as they say, Google it. You can find everything on Google. You just ask Google a question. You can ask them a question, what is this company? What do they do? You got any news about this company? And they'll give it to you. You just got to do your research. There's YouTube. You can Google things on or ask questions on YouTube, and it'll give you everything you need to do. Talking about YouTube, if you need some skills for certain things, you can find those skills and how to do those skills on YouTube. So there is hope. There is a way to not sit down and have to be without employment right now or without income, shall I say. Now, what this entails with the new norm for making money, you must have a different mindset and drive and work ethic because you're working for yourself. You don't have a set hour. You work as many hours as you want to make the money you need to replace the lost income caused by today's crisis. But there is good news. You can spend more time with your family, sort things out in your life, get more rest. And with this, the new norm, working at home you can chart out and build a successful future and survive this global crisis caused by this pandemic. So,
awesome.
Having said all of that, it's amazing how there is hope for us, even though it's a bleak day, so to say, a really sad day. So many people are without employment, so many people not knowing if they're going to survive the next day. But there is hope.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you have given us some great, great tips because people are looking to, you know, take control on their life and be able to do something and make a choice and not feel, you know, so helpless as sometimes we feel. This can be very empowering, and you've given us some great tips on how to move forward. Do want to check to see, do we have any questions? Because if not, then I actually had a few questions. But if you're out there and you want to, you know, be a part of the conversation, you want to look at online businesses and get some more ideas, give us a call, 563-999-3722. Make sure you press 1. But as you decide whether or not you're going to call, let me ask you this, Patricia, because you seem to be a guru at this. How would a person start a home-based business? How would that process look? What would that look like?
Well, as I alluded to a little bit in my presentation, what does one like to do? What are their interests? You know, I could start there. And as I said, there are known companies out there like Amazon. I have to keep saying it because it's the biggest company right now. And they have what they call an affiliate program where you sell their products and you get a commission. And it depends on how desirous you are, you can make some money. You really can. So I would start there with your desire, your skills, and look. Now, you look at the internet. I know if one is on the internet at any time, you're going to see advertisement for opportunities. Well, you see those opportunities, you check them out. As I said, you must check them out. And then you have people telling you about opportunities. They're presenting them to you all the time. I knew I had a presentation today, and it just so happened I've been with that company before, so that I could not help her with that on her behalf. So reaching out to people as well. Do you know people who are working at home? They can offer you opportunities. Speak up.
Awesome, awesome. So of the different home-based businesses that you have been a part of, what would you say was the deciding factor in when you did decide to go with Company A or Company B? What was that deciding factor?
I can give you one just now, and I'm doing it now. And what was my deciding factor was, it's something everyone needs. Okay. As I ask the question, are you paying too much for your cable? And what would one say there? Sure, I'm paying a lot for my cable. Well, I have a business opportunity where you don't have to pay as much for your cable, and you can make income from it as well by way of commission. So I look at that, need it out there. What is, you know, the I know everyone has heard of Ubers and Lyft. They are opportunities. They are seeking drivers right now. So there are opportunities out there. You've got to know and be aware of them. They're looking you right in the face.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say just the opportunity to help as a help.
Awesome, awesome. And then I also want to let our callers know that pressing one, raise your hand so that Shireen Renee can actually bring you into the conversation. Yes, please do call us and call, and that number is area code 563-999-3722. But make sure that you do press one so that you can join the conversation. And if there is a question that you want to ask Ms. Allen, go ahead and dial in, and we'll make sure that we get you on board. So how long have you been in the current home-based business you're in right now?
Cindy, I'm in several. And I have to say that because I believe in having multi-stream income. I don't know if the listeners have heard of that before. But and I like all the ones that I'm in. And I started doing home-based business as a way of extra income while I was working in the federal government. And so I said collectively it's been about 20 years. If I can name a few, if that's okay.
Yes, of course. Go right ahead.
Okay. Yes. One of them was the Herbalife. I know everybody's heard of Herbalife. I've had businesses there. I've had Mary Kay. In fact, Mary Kay was my first. It was my first multi-level business. And then, of course, the life insurance. I was in that for about 14 years. And I did it part-time. It was not my full-time job.
Okay. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So we are going to go to a 2-minute break shortly, but before we do go to break,
I do want to say thank you so much, Ms. Allen. This information, it is very timely. People need to hear it, and we're so glad that you are here to share it. Again, I want to say, listeners, if you have a question, feel free to call in at 563-999-3722. But we're just going to take a small break, and then we'll come back with Ms. Allen and continue learning more about online business, the new norm to making money.
One day, I'll teach chemistry to kids.
I'm going to be an architect.
My dream is to be a chef.
This is a world of possibilities, a world in which people who put their minds to something can really make a difference.
My goal is to help the environment.
Someday I'll find a cure for cancer.
At the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Federal Student Aid, we believe that aspiring minds can achieve anything. So we dedicate ourselves to making sure everyone has an opportunity to go to college. Each year, we provide more than $150 billion in grants, loans, and work-study funds, making higher education possible for anyone at any stage of life.
I can go back to college.
I can change careers.
I can make a difference.
Federal Student Aid, proud sponsor of the American Mind. Learn more about money for college at studentaid.gov.
Many employees unable to work because of COVID-19 related reasons may be able to take up to 2 weeks of paid sick leave and up to 10 more weeks of paid leave to care for their children whose schools or places of care have closed or whose daycare providers are unavailable. To find out if you qualify, visit dol.gov/FFCRA or call a trained professional at 866-4-US-WAGE. This message is sponsored by the U.S. Department of Labor.
My name is Dr. Tony Fauci here at the National Institutes of Health. If you've recovered from COVID-19, your plasma has antibodies that may help others fight COVID. Please donate plasma now. You can literally save lives. There are thousands of locations across the country where you can donate. Find the site to donate your plasma at coronavirus.gov.
Produced by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services at taxpayer expense.
All righty. Well, Columbus, Fort Benning, Phoenix City, welcome back and surrounding areas. Our special guest tonight on Financial Notes with Cindy G is Ms. Patricia Allen, who's discussing online business, the new norm to making money. And that's something that we all are experiencing, a new norm. And at the same time, it's something that we all want and need to do, which is to make money. Listeners, if you have any questions for Ms. Allen, I encourage you to call in at 563-999-3722 and press 1. But in the interim, I had a few more questions for you, Ms. Allen, and one of them was, how much can you earn with a home-based business? And this is just in general, not saying, you know, we're not saying if you go with a particular company, you will make this amount of money. Yes. Because, you know, the outcome is determined by the what you put into things. But at the same time, you know, there's no secret sauce out there, and there's not any luck. It just takes good old-fashioned work.
But
with that said, you know, how much can a person earn in a home-based business?
The sky's the limit. I must say that. The sky is the limit. As you said, your efforts, your time, to me it's like it's my business. Who does not want to be the owner of their business? You have the say. You have the right. With that being said, the sky is absolutely the limit. Mm-hmm. Now, you judge how much you make from, you know, doing analysis of the company that you're getting the business with, and they'll give you their business plan and how much their potential outcome is for you. You can take that and run away with it. And I've seen them do that. And you in the business, you in profit for yourself. And I must say, it is much better to be working for yourself than to be working, putting the pockets in someone else's, you know, putting the money in somebody else's pocket. And you, at the end of the day, when it's time to retire, what do you have? You got to always be thinking about your retirement, because we're not going to always be young or youthful age, that we need to have some way to have that aside. But working for someone, you're not going to have that. But this way you can, to ensure your future after those golden years, so to say.
Absolutely, absolutely. Just listening to you reminds me of a, I think it was a poster, and it showed the boss. He pulls up in his awesome car. He's the owner of the company, and you know, one of the employees looks to him and he says, "Oh man, that is an awesome car." And he looks right at the employee and he says, "And if you keep working as hard as you've been, I'll have a new one next year."
Absolutely.
That is so true. So true. But he was so forthcoming, because a lot of times when you're doing that, the person won't tell you to your face that's what you're doing. And, you know, we're not saying, you know, not appreciate having a job. We're not saying, you know, I believe in honest pay, honest day. If you say you're going to work for this amount, then work for that amount. But what we're saying is, if you're going to work that hard for somebody else, why not work that hard for you and your family so you can leave a legacy? You know?
Yes.
That's all we're saying.
Yes. That's what we're saying.
And, all right. So, again, listeners, 563-999-3722. When you call in, make sure that you do hit press 1. That will let Shireen Renee know that you're raising your hand and you do want to join this conversation. But let me ask you this, Patricia, would you like to give your contact information in case? Because I know sometimes you're out there, you want to ask a question, but maybe you don't feel like doing it in the open forum. Maybe you'd like to call Patricia at a later time or email her. So, Patricia, is there any information you'd like to share on how people could get in contact with you after the show?
Yes, yes, of course. I have a number that they can reach me at. I can give that to you. That's 416-450-2716. I can repeat that. 614-450-2716. That's my number. I have an email if you like that too.
Go right ahead.
Okay. All right. Now, justthetime@gmail.com. justthetime@gmail.com.
I like that. Very easy to remember.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right, then. So we will be wrapping up shortly, but before we do that, we're going to take a small two-minute break. Then we'll have final words from Miss Patricia Allen, and then I will share a quote and also do a shout-out to a family-owned business, and then we'll conclude our show. But don't go away. We're going to have a quick two-minute break, and we'll be right back.
I got smart about mortgages. Now, it's my house I go home to.
I got smart about college. Now my kid's off to a great start.
When it comes to your money, whatever you want to get smart about, you can find it at smartaboutmoney.org.
I got smart about health insurance. Now both my finances and I are healthy.
Smartaboutmoney.org is a free online resource from the National Endowment for Financial Education. We're an independent nonprofit foundation dedicated to helping people just like you get sound information about money.
I got smart about protecting my job. Now, I'm doing better than ever.
For everything from how to build an emergency fund to how to deal with job uncertainty, smartaboutmoney.org has the answers you're looking for.
I got smart about credit cards. Now paper or plastic has a whole new meaning.
Smartaboutmoney.org, the easy place to start when you want to get smart.
And good evening and welcome back, Columbus, Phenix City, and Fort Benning to Financial Notes with Cindy G. Our special guest this evening is Ms. Patricia Allen. She has shared some wonderful information with us about online business, the new norm to making money. And we're very thankful. Are there any parting words you'd like to share with us, Ms. Allen, as we wrap up?
Yes. As I said, there's many opportunities out there. In fact, there's so much opportunity out there that one can't, you can just walk out there and be faced with it. So please take hold of it. Do your due diligence. Look for what the company values are. And in fact, I'm here. I'm here to, you can call me if you see something out there that you would like to know my opinion, and I can give you my honest opinion of things because I've been out there.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much again, Ms. Allen. Excuse me. So we're just wrapping up, and then the quote is a quote from Dr. Seuss, which, you know, we love. Be who you are
yeah.
and say what you feel, because those who mind don't matter, and those who matter don't mind. We will be live next week for Happy Thanksgiving, so hopefully you'll join us, and you can come and log in and call us at 563-999-3722 and share with us what you are thankful for. A shout-out to Ed Southern Cooking. You haven't been fed until you've eaten at Ed's. Thank you for listening to Financial Notes with Cindy G. Have a great, great week and a great weekend. See you next Thursday at 8:30 p.m.
You're listening to the amazing Fountain City Radio in Columbus, Georgia, in the Valley and surrounding areas. News, thoughts, talk, speculation, and features with local talented artists and entertainers. Listen in or speak out. The choice is always yours, but tune in and get turned on, because good stuff is always coming at you on Fountain City Radio, sponsored by Kingstown Family Foundation. Fountain City Radio is designed with you and yours in mind.